Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time for our opening commodity market report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. Tom Rogers, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. The opening bell on the Chicago Board of Trade saw higher prices in the corn and beans, modestly higher prices in the wheat, but the market has turned downward in the past 20 minutes. The opening 20 minutes of trade is a different story. Let's look at the opening prices. These do not reflect overnight ACE trade. Kansas City March wheat opened this morning at 478, up 1.5. The May, 487, up 1. July wheat opened at 491, up 1.5. In Chicago on the Board of Trade, these are the opening prices. March wheat at 458.5, up 1.25 from yesterday's settlement. May, 474, up 1.5. July, 483, up 2.5. September wheat, 490, up 2.75. And the December wheat contract at $5 even, up 1 cent. In the corn opened up rather strongly. The March at 405 on the open, up 5.25. May, 416, up 4.25. July, 422.5, up 4.75 cents on the open. September, 407.5, up 2. Dease corn, 398, up 1.5 cents. And March corn of next year at 403.5, up 0.5. Bean prices on the open were somewhat higher. March beans opened at 746 a bushel, up 2.25. The May, 761.5, up 1.25. July beans, 775, up 1.25. And a couple of the long-term contracts, November beans at 797, up 2.25 on the open. Others that traded a little later as the market turned downward opened sharply lower, or significantly lower. August beans opened down 8.5 cents at 770. September at 778, down 7. And the January of 08 bean contract at 798 a bushel, down 2. Soybean meal for March opened at 216.20, up 9. The May opened up 90. The May opened up 140 at 221.30. March bean oil opened at 30.48, up 5. And the May opened at 30.96, up 1. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, not much movement on the open except for a downward trend in feeder cattle. The March contract opened at 98.10, down 77.5. April opened down 30 at 145, and the May opened at 101.70, down 50. February live cattle opened at 93.35. That's unchanged on the open. April, 94.85, down 2.5. June opened up 5 at 91.80. And August live cattle opened at 88.60, down 27.5. February lean hogs at 65.25 on the open, up 7.5 from yesterday's settlement. April 66.20, up 7.5. The May opened up 2.5 at 74.80. June lean hogs opened at 76 even, unchanged. And February pork bellies opened unchanged at 102.47.5. The March 104.50, down 7.5.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Some of the outside markets at the moment, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 20 points at 12,658. The S&P is up a half point at 1449, and the NASDAQ is down 3 at 2486. Crude oil for March in New York is at $60 a barrel. That's up 29 cents, $60 even. The CRB index is at 304.34, up 89. The U.S. dollar index, 84.95, up 27. March silver is currently trading at $13.89 an ounce. That's up 12 cents. And the February gold contract is at $665.50, up $7.50. Let's look back at the Chicago Board of Trade, where corn is now fractionally on either side of a penny up or down. The soybean contract's now down from 4.75 to 7.25 cents. And the wheat is still up a bit from half penny to a penny and a half. In Chicago, the Kansas City wheat down 1.75 on the nearby. Joining us now to look at the market on this final day of the trading week is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. Hi, Mike.
Hello there, Tom.
We saw that open, a little stronger open, as the supply-demand report came out. It was seen as neutral on the wheat and the corn, maybe a little bearish on beans, but things changed after the opening bell.
Yeah, and I would say that you probably have a little bit more than just a slightly negative tone to the beans right now, because last night, March beans were able to close above $7.50. November beans were able to close above $8. Those were both psychological and technical resistance levels that need to be duplicated and repeated here during the trade session. But USDA kind of threw a curveball in their oilseed commentary right after their first page, and they talked about the month's reduction in the United States soybean exports. They took down 20 million bushels due to increased supply of South America and their competition with China. They actually project China's soybean imports down to 32 million tons. And I would say this is pretty significant to the fundamentals. So the trade has set itself up pretty neat this trading day, Tom, for us, because you've been driving the bean market higher on weak fundamentals for the most part and in a battle of acreage. But now you've got brand new fresh fundamentals from Brazil. Their private numbers have gone up. USDA not only lowered Chinese bean imports that the U.S. are going to supply, but they also raised the Argentine crop by 1.5 million tons. So you're looking at a bean complex that has kind of got the funds and the fundamentals on the opposite extremes right now. So something's going to have to give. Our first line in the sand is the July bean weekly low of 764.5. That's a key indicator to us that you've probably broken your flag, your bullish pennant technical formation, what we would call a flag. If you break that, then you could see quite a few more sell stops come into the market. When we talked to Chicago before the opening, their people on the floor were looking at the exact same thing from a technical perspective, that you take July beans down towards 760, you're going to probably see a lot more selling ensue.
Right now they're about 2.25, 2.5 cents above that flag at the moment for the July beans. In the corn, not much movement at this point from yesterday's settlement. What do you make of how traders are looking at there? We also heard earlier forecasts for maybe a hotter and drier summer in the U.S.
That's got the back end corn trading a lot more than probably what's normal. But again, underneath the sheets in this report was some pretty interesting information for corn. The production numbers for both Brazil and Argentina were raised 6 million tons total, but the ending stocks in the world only jumped 1.5 million tons. And that, what that leads you to believe is that the demand is going to outpace the increase in supply. And indeed, USDA expects corn feed use for Brazil to jump on this past year, and even projects the 06-07 to be higher on stronger poultry and hog feeding demand. So what that says to the market, to people like us that work the economic side of the equation and the fundamentals, and even to the Chicago people to a lesser degree, it says that the price action that we're at right now, the price level we're at right now, is not slowing down demand in a livestock sector like South America, one of the biggest competitors we have in the whole world. And so that's a pretty friendly number when it comes right down to it. The other thing that came out was the world wheat number was reduced by 1 million metric tons. Europe was reduced. That's a big competitor to us, too. So feed grains as a whole really showed a lot of strong demand. And at $4.58 March wheat and $4 March corn, that's really something nice to see from USDA. So will the wheat and corn take over leadership now and keep the beans supported, or will the funds and the shorts and the specs and the beans overpower and take the technicals down enough that the wheat and the corn, you know, tend to go down with the beans here? And that's really the slugfest we're probably going to deal with today.
All right. Anything else to add today?
Outside markets are pretty calm. Gold's up. Crude oil's down a little bit, and the S&P and Dow are starting to give way a little bit. Dollar's up pretty strongly. So those are always something to watch on a Friday as well.
All right. Thanks for your time this morning, Mike.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Mike Zuzulo is with Risk Management Commodities. Let's go back to the board now in Kansas City. A 0.75 cent lower trade on the March wheat contract at 483. March wheat in Chicago now up 1.5 cents at 458.5. The May is up 0.25 at 472.75. Still pretty on either side of unchanged in corn. The March at $4.50, up 0.75 cents. May at 412, up 0.25. July up 0.5 at 418.25. September unchanged at 405.5. December corn at 397, up 0.5 cents. March soybeans now are down 5¾ cents a bushel at 7.38. The May is at 7.54, down 6¼. July at 7.68, down 5¾. November beans at down 3¼ at 7.91½. In the products, soybean meal for March at 2.14.50. That's down 80 cents. The March bean oil contract, 30.08, down 35. On the Mercantile Exchange, feeder cattle for March are at 99.70. That's up 82½. February live cattle are down 15 at 93.20. The April contract, 95.17, up 30. And lean hogs for February are at 65.95, up 77½. Quick look at the stocks. The Dow is up 9 points now, trending a little bit lower, 12,645. The S&P is down a half at 14.48. And the NASDAQ is now down 3 1/3 points at 24.85. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update is at 10:59 Central Time. It's 8 degrees on Friends Plaza. Temperature went down a degree in the last hour. Our forecast from Mike Sola today: look for clouds in northern Indiana with some lake effect snow showers. Elsewhere, intervals of clouds and sun, a few flurries in the south. And highs today ranging from 10 degrees in far northwest Illinois to around 30 in the far south. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, the lows ranging from 5 below in northwest Illinois to 15 in far southern Illinois. And for tomorrow, partly sunny. Western Illinois partly to mostly cloudy, though. Highs around the two states from 11 degrees in northwestern Illinois to around 32 in southern Illinois. As mentioned, 8 degrees and a little bit of cloudiness on Friends Plaza in Urbana, now 7 degrees. In fact, at 10 o'clock Central Time, time for Focus 580, the host of the show is David Inge. Good morning.
Hi, Tom.
And what's on our show today?